What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This update is brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. And we started with the Dolphins, who return to the practice fields today. Miami will also practice on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, it'll be a joint practice with the Jaguars. The third and final preseason game will be Saturday night at Hard Rock. And yesterday, the Dolphins added pass rusher Matthew Judon on a one-year, $6 million deal. And of the Marlins, who fell to the Cardinals 8-3, game two of the three-game series is tonight with the first pitch at 6:40 from Lone Depot Park. And Joe will let people know again, today's practice for the Dolphins is closed. Wednesday and Thursday is open, so do not head down to...
Yeah, do not go down there today, but by the way, don't worry about getting tickets for Wednesday and Thursday. Just go.
Okay. I believe there are tickets still available online. It says, yeah, there's a link here to claim tickets, so you may want to just do that.
Or just go.
Okay.
Take the kids out of school and just go.
It's the first week, bro.
I know.
It's the second week.
You can't miss the first or second
imagine?
Week. No. You got to hang around for a while.
Boy, my wife would be pissed.
If you took him out of school to go to a practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't see that going over well.
No, that's probably would not be a good one. Yeah, Woody,
you think school is important for some
reason. No. probably right. Hey man, we got all kinds of news going on here as we're kind of waiting on the league and trying to figure out what's going to happen, final rosters and trades and what's going to happen. I think, by the way, football, the way this thing is structured, they've got this whole thing down, because after this game on Saturday and everybody finishes up their third preseason game, then you have your cuts, and then – everybody clears waivers, then you put your practice squad together, and guys, and there'll be a few trades made. Let's not forget, there's always trades made. Somebody trades for somebody. Hey, we're going to let this guy go. Would you be interested? If not, we're going to release him, or somebody else offered us a 7. If you offer us a 6, we'll take it, or you have a better 7 than they have, we'll take your pick.
All right, well, I have a few questions for you. The first one is, do the Dolphins make any trades?
Yes. Oh, trade?
Yes. I'm not talking about signing any of these guys that end up, you know, getting cut or whatever. Do they make a trade?
Before the cuts, yeah.
Is it going to be a defensive lineman?
Oh, you mean trading a guy away?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about trading.
You trade away, right?
I thought you were talking about
trade someone to get someone.
No, you can do a draft pick.
Picks, I guess.
If you're going to not going to keep the guy.
Do make a trade of any significance, I guess would be a good question. To address that cornerback position, right?
Yes. They make one move.
Micah Parsons, do you think he gets traded?
No. Go through the whole list. Go ahead.
McLaurin.
No.
Trey.
No. I think they all sign.
All sign.
I think they're not sitting out.
Why jerk these guys around?
One thing about football,
man,
you can't sit out in the prime of your life.
I know.
Because at some point, no matter what you're making, even if you're pissed, you look and you go, and somebody close to you goes, still a lot of money. I don't know what everybody's making this year, but you're going, that's still a lot of money.
That's not making decent money.
Let's not lose out, even though you're salty and going to be a pain in the ass to everybody.
They've now missed all of camp. All those guys. And I know they're doing the hold-in thing where they're like around.
Yeah, but you know what happens, stuff, right? Does it seem like the guy that signs at the last second
gets hurt?
Those are the first guys to get hurt.
Usually.
Because they haven't practiced at any level. They stand out there most of the time. They go through stretching and maybe a little conditioning out there, but they're not doing any of the football stuff that they need to do, or they get off to a really bad start. They just don't look good. There's rust, and they don't look good for a few weeks.
954 says, I think they'll trade an edge rusher. I wonder if they try to move Jalen Phillips.
What can you get?
I don't know.
So
before you even ask, I have no idea what his trade value would be.
coming off two injuries, two major injuries.
He's very talented.
I know, but the last 2 years, he's been injured. He has not seen the end of the year.
You just got to find another GM that likes injured players.
By the way, that's one of the reasons, though, even though the Dolphins didn't come out and say it, Matthew Judon is on this team because of injuries. Like, Chubb was out all last year.
Either that or they're trying to trade someone.
But what's your value off coming back from injury is what I'm asking everybody. What are you going to get? What are you going to get? Now, I was telling you during the break, I think there's some disgruntled cornerbacks out there that, that aren't happy with their situation or getting pushed by a young guy and aren't feeling it. And so I could see if we think that's an upgrade, us trying to grab one of those guys. Hey, I'm not so sure we're done on the offensive line and we're coming back with this group of backups that played in this last game. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Okay, but what are you going to do?
What do you mean?
How are you going to get offensive line starters at this point?
Well, you probably we're going to pick somebody off a practice squad.
Okay.
That's going to happen.
Great.
Well, that's what everybody does.
Yeah, I know.
You figure what's on their practice squad's better than what you have on your 53, and you go, you're out and you're in. And if you take somebody from a practice squad, they got to go to the active roster. It can't be, hey, come to our practice squad, get off theirs, and we'll pay you a little bit more. No, you take them. The only way they go off practice squad is you got to put them on the active roster, which every player wants.
The Xavier Howard thing, by the way, is like, I know that they were looking for someone at that position. He must have something left in the tank, or nobody would have signed him.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, Woody. Some teams, I don't know what happened last year.
I don't know.
He visited a couple of teams.
What Omar's saying, but Omar was like making a major push for this guy.
He's 32 years old and he sat out last year.
Okay.
Why would you sit out a year after? Well, why?
We have guys like that, though.
How many guys do that?
Well, we have Darren Waller.
No. Forget that. I know you're going to do that. That's weak. Something else besides ours.
It's not ideal.
I mean, usually you guys want to get right back out, coming off camp.
Yeah, but what if he's fresh? What if he had a good workout or something? You know, I don't know.
Probably did. Probably did have a good workout.
Texas said Dolphins are not trading Phillips. It would be a dumb move. No one said Omar is out scouting cornerbacks as we speak.
There's a good chance he is down at the park right now looking to see who's coming out there today and scouting around.
Has that become the second most important position out there? Or are we still going pass rusher?
I would go cornerback. Excuse me, quarterback and then pass rusher.
Pass rusher, then corner.
You got to go by what everybody's getting paid, right? Although wide receivers, those guys are what they're sneaking into. $40 million a year now, too.
Sean in Honolulu says, Matthew Judon deal tells me Mo Kamara not good.
No, he's in big trouble.
Would you trade Phillips and Chubb with a pick for Micah? Well, yeah, but
they wouldn't touch that.
I don't think that would be realistic.
They would not touch that.
It wouldn't be just a pick, by the way. You'd have to give up a lot.
Yeah,
to bring that guy in, I would think.
Look at what he's doing right now at his age. If he's not the best pass rusher, he's the second best pass rusher.
He's right there.
That guy in Cleveland is not to be – he's just a little bit older. Mm-hmm. But that guy, by the way, cut too. Like,
I know you're a fan of him, yeah.
Well, everybody's a fan of his. And by the way, he plays hard even on bad teams. He's still at the end of the year trying to beat the Dolphins with that group of
– Yeah. Texas says obviously a first and a second. Yeah, so that's like where I would draw – I probably wouldn't give that up.
For what?
For Micah Parsons, to give up players and a first and a second.
You'd have to give up
a lot
to get him, to get their attention. And by the way, it's just such a bad PR look that you hit on this guy, and he's this good, and you get rid of him. That deal should have been done a long time ago. And by the way, every time somebody signs for more money, he goes, okay, price went up again. Yeah, and Jerry's sitting there with that huge owner ego. And I don't know what his game plan is at all. But I just – everybody wants to throw Chubb and Jalen in these deals. I think they're here. I do. Matthew Judon, I think part of this is you add more depth so they don't have to play as many snaps if they can keep everybody, you know, cut back on their snap count and get them through. And the goal, I understand why they did it. I do understand. And I don't know how they feel about Murphy and McClendon, even though they're playing well against the backups. I don't know. But I do know the last 2 years, we have not been able to finish the season with Chubb and Phillips. Matter of fact, Bradley Chubb missed all of last year, and Phillips has missed the last 2 years. And so there you are at the end of the year, and you're missing some of your firepower for getting to the quarterback. And they want to make sure, as you said, it's an important position, and they need pass rushers. I'm just dying to see if they keep McClendon or Grayson Murphy on the team. And I don't know how good they are on special teams. Obviously not as good as Cam Good, who's really good. Anyway, we got to go to break. We always have to just tease you a little bit and go to break a little bit and tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Oh, my gosh. Nobody wants to have it. And when you do, it's embarrassing. It messes with you. Man, I got to tell you, when I realized that full-blown everything in my 60s, that's a tough one. I was really tired, and my weight went at one point just a tad under 270. And you take that picture and you go, oh boy, I'm starting to gain some weight. And then you put those suits on. Oh boy, this is not good. And I wasn't active. Was, you know, cut back. Wasn't doing the things. I was a little injured, so I wasn't playing tennis. Then I was like, maybe I'll walk tomorrow a little bit. I was just not. And then you eat the same amount, you gain weight. And then next thing you know, I go, oh boy, this thing, sex drive's gone. It's gone. It's not hit and miss now. It's just gone. Boy, if you're going through that, and it happens to every guy out there, I hope every guy knows that. It will happen. You can laugh now, but you won't be laughing down the road, because soon, at some point, every guy out there is going to get low T and ED. Here's the good news. So I want to let you know, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. This is what they do. This is what they specialize in, knocking out low T and ED, turning back the clock and making you feel better. I want you to set up that first appointment if you're going through it right now. I don't need to know anything about you, but I want to let you know they have 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. You'll get the T, the PSA test. You'll meet with their professionals. They'll go through everything with you and put you on a program right there that is perfect for you. Within a couple of weeks, you are in for great results going, wow, I cannot believe how good I feel. I haven't felt like this in a long, long time. We got a brand new location in Hollywood for you. You're going to love. Hey, professional program put together specifically for you and great results as well. Just go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com or call 877-455-7300. Atlantic Men's Clinic. It works, guys.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
She put that sign up, leave your ego at the door. I hate that thing.
The sign or your ego?
No, I want to keep my ego with me all the time. Then I tell her, you know, we all have an ego, right? We all have some ego. Everybody's got to have some ego.
Yeah, you got to. Some bigger than others, but.
Anyway, hey, always gets into this stuff, Woody. You're beautiful. I got to tell you, if you get a chance this week, and I know we got the preseason football game on Saturday night against Jacksonville. We'll find out in the next couple of days of who's going to play and who's not.
Do you get preseason tickets or no?
Mm-mm. Same deal.
Really? Discounted or anything? No?
I don't know what preseason tickets are, but nobody's ever asked me for preseason. Actually, my wife went to one preseason game. She's never been to a regular season game.
My wife has never been to a regular season game?
Since we've been married. She's never been to a regular season game.
That's because you don't get tickets for it.
She went to a preseason game, and she left. She called me. Hey, we decided to leave early. I go, it's not halftime. She goes, well, we wanted to beat the crowd. I go, you beat them by 2 hours. And she just likes to watch them at home. She does watch them, some of them.
Well, I'm guessing the get-in price for Saturday is not crazy, right?
No. I actually.
Is anyone playing? Do we?
I don't know. That's why I'm going to that practice. By the way, that's why I'm going to the practice on Thursday.
Are you going to ask Mike?
No, Mike. Mike's going to let everybody know. I'm guessing on Friday, who's playing and who's not. He'll get through this practice with those guys because somebody always gets nicked up at the practice, and he'll make a decision on. I know Tua and those guys going to want to play.
Get in price $10 for Saturday.
How do you feel about Tyreek and Jalen Waddle? I'd like to see both those guys play.
On Saturday night?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're calling the game? You want to be entertained? Or because you actually think they should play?
I think they need to play with Tua a little bit.
Okay. I don't.
Okay. Because oh, that's right. You're afraid everybody's going
to
get hurt.
Hamstring, you're going to be the first one on Monday morning to rip Mike. For playing them. So.
I do not second guess that part of the game.
I'll second guess them for you then. If that guy
I never,
hurt,
when Bradley Chubb got hurt at the end of a game that was a blowout in Baltimore, I did not go, wow, I can't believe Mike kept them in the game.
That game counted, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
You weren't winning. You were down by 40.
That doesn't matter. This game doesn't count. Let them rest.
So Joe Burrow and his guys last night.
I don't care.
Joe was running for his life,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was.
He was running for his life.
Yeah, real smart watching that guy get knocked around last night.
I was thinking the same thing.
Not that it's going to matter. I mean, he's going to get knocked around week one anyway.
You don't know. You're playing the results right now of preseason football.
Look at these highlights. See him? He got tackled by three guys on the
goal. I got news for you. When that thing started last night, I was on it. The whole Monday night hype got me last night.
He was running backwards in zigzags like he was running away from an alligator.
They're showing. Then he got body slammed.
Yeah.
Threw the ball down.
Hey, at least they threw a flag for him, though.
All right.
That hit was way too hard.
Hey, we got more stuff to get to besides Softy. Give you this back off if you would. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, will join us next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.